Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is a Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. So, HaChotet B'Tzinor L'Kabel Tzrorot. This is an interesting kind of question over here. You have a Tzinor. So we talked about if you put Kalim underneath a Tzinor, that's talking about a vertical Tzinor, which is obviously the tzinor per se is not going to make the mayim she'uvim. It's only the kalim underneath that will make them she'uvim because the tzinor can't hold water. And if it doesn't hold water, as we saw yesterday, it is not considered to be a kli. So we talked about a tray with levaz bezin or without, and the difference in how you placed it as to whether that would make something into mayim she'uvim. Now, normally, if we take a pipe and we put a pipe into the ground and it's open on both ends, it also can't hold water. And therefore, it should not be considered to be a problem to have the rainwater coming into the mikveh going through a pipe in order to get into the mikveh. But oftentimes, a pipe actually has a trap in order to prevent filth and things, rocks, whatever. So what you do is you make a little trap in the pipe in which there's a place that you can open up and you can take all the junk out afterwards. Now, if you make a trap in the pipe, then the trap turns all of the water that's passing through the pipe into mayim she'uvim because the trap can hold water. So because of that, if you're chotet b'tzinor, L'kabel tzrorot. So let's say you make a trap in a pipe that any stones that were mixed with the water shouldn't go into the mikveh and they get trapped. Then which was very common in those days, if the pipe is made out of wood, so it was basically you took a tree, hollowed it out, and you've got yourself a ready-made pipe over there. So if it was made out of wood, then the din is that there's no particular shiur in a kli, in which case, as long as it has a base kibble, it will be a kli and turn it into she'uvim. Masha Einkein, if the pipe was a manufactured pipe out of cheres, out of earthenware, then it has to be the shiur of a revius, because a cheres is not considered to be choshev as a kli, unless it has the shear of a revius, and this is true, legabe tuma, and therefore it's one of the dinim that is defined as what is called a kli. So if it's not called a kli, if it doesn't hold a revius, then it's not called a kli to pasul mikvez mayim she'uvim. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, absolutely not true. Rabbi Yossi mer af b'shel cheres kol shehu. This whole din of a revius with kli cheres, that wasn't said about a manufactured kli cheres with the having in mind making a trap. That was spoken about in the dinim of shivrei kli cheres. So over there, it's true that the Mishnah in Kalim was talking about it needs to be able to hold a revius, but that's where the kli was broken, and now you're using the shards for a purpose. So if it's a choshev enough use that it had a revius, then it turns even a usable shard into a kli. But in this case, you manufactured it. What's the difference what size it is? It still has a din of a kli, and therefore it will turn it into a mayim she'uvim. Now, what happens if it becomes stuffed up, the trap? So look, initially, if hayutzrorot mitchalchalim betocho, it's filled with little stones. And these stones are still able to move. As the water rolls over them, there's a constant movement of the water that goes into the trap, rolls around the stones. That is going to pasul the mikveh because the water is still going into the trap. But if it wasn't stones, it actually gets filled with dirt, sand, and it's nichbash. Now the whole thing is clogged. So for all intents and purposes, the trap is no longer functional. So if yorad letocho afar v'nichbash, it became pressed into it, then the mortar that goes over it remains kosher because it's not she'uvim since there is no functional kli. Now, there's also a fascinating similar case, which you would think would passle a mikvah. You have a trap, you have a pipe, which is made in such a way that the entry and exit area of the pipe are actually thinner than the middle of the pipe, so that the pipe slopes to a small opening where you could screw on a hose, and it also ends in a smaller opening. And the middle part, it sort of looks something like the opposite of an hourglass shape. So in that case, it's the din would be, you would think, that since if that pipe is lying on the ground and water comes into the area that was thin, it's going to fall into the equivalent of a trap in the area where the pipe is wider, and it won't flow out of the other end because the other end is in the middle and higher, which means that essentially it should be the same as the pipe that has a kli in the middle, which is the actual trap. But in this case, it remains kosher. And as Silon, Shu'utsar mikan, umikan, v'rachav min ha'emtza, eno posel. If it's wide in the middle, even though it narrows on both sides, mipnei shelo na'aseh l'kabalah, because its purpose in manufacture was not to be a kli at all. It was simply made in that fashion to be able to be a pipe that you could screw things on the end. That does not make the mayim into shuvim, and that is considered to be kosher. And now moving on into Shmuel Hanina's recommendation for the day. So if we've got a situation, and this we mentioned very briefly earlier, right at the beginning of the Masechet, and it was part of our introduction, and we've spoken about it even within the Mishnah, what is this concept of hamshacha? So remember that we saw earlier that there is a concept of flowing water where the mayim she'uvim was actually not poured into the mikveh, but it came over the ground from some distance away and makes its way into the mikveh. That's called hamshacha. So in the event that you have mayim she'uvim and you have mei geshamim, shindit arve and nitarvu bechatzer uva uka ur amalota ma'ara, so you've got, like, mayim she'uvim that had been poured out some distance away, and they're now in a chotzer, or they're in some kind of ditch, or they're gathering on these steps down into a cave, and haven't gotten into the mikveh directly. And at the bottom of the steps, there's a mikveh at the end. So in this case, the mayim she'uvim are mixing with rainwater that's also coming down and pouring down along those same steps or along the same chatzar. So, im rov min hakasher kasher. If most of the water is kosher water, so that it's the natural rainwater, and the miut is from the mayim she'uvim, then it's considered to be kosher as long as, we'll see, as long as it went through hamshacha, as long as it wasn't poured directly into the mikvah. Im rov min hapasul pasul, if most of it is mayim she'uvim, then even though it's mixed with the megishamim and it's flowing, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be pasul. And indeed, mechza lemechza would also be pasul. So if you have half rainwater and half mayim she'uvim, so in the 40 sa'a mikvah, minimum shir mikvah, you've got 20 sa'a of she'uvim and 20 sa'a. And these are not just shuvim that came there by hamshacha, and 20 sa'ah of mikvah water, it's still going to be puzzle. We're only matir hamshacha where the shuvim is the miut, and not where it's the equivalent. Now, when do we say that we would allow mayim shuvim to become part of a mikvah? That's only bizman shemitarvim ad shelo yagio lemikvah. Now, this is a very misleading sentence. It sounds like it's saying that the waters had to mix before they ever got into the mikveh, which is not true. What it means is that the water does not pour directly into the mikveh, but that in the example that was given which was that the water, the rainwater is pouring down the steps together with the water that had been poured out in the chotzer, which is now running down the steps. That would mean that the water had actually been treated to hamshacha. It really is not important that they mix on the steps, but all it's trying to say is that it didn't go straight into the mikveh. It went along the ground or the steps of the ukah before going into the mikveh. But in the event that hayu mekalchim betocha mikveh, if there was no hamshacha, then it doesn't matter what the rov of the water is, because then im yadua shenafal tocho arba'im sa'a mayim kisherim ad shelo yarad tocho shlosh lugim mayim she'uvim. If you know that there were 40 sa'a of rainwater that was in there before the mayim she'uvim had three lugin of mayim she'uvim, because remember, that was the special halacha. Three lugin of mayim she'uvim, which are present in a mikveh, before it had the arba'im sa'a, the full arba'im sa'a, will passel the mikveh forever, no matter what it is that you're going to do with it. Unless you know that you've gotten, like we had before, you've got thousands of gallons of water going in, and they end up being memayit the shear of the shlosha lugin. So in this case, if you know that the mikveh had filled with 40 sov rainwater before there was a proportion of the shlosha lugin mayim, so of the mayim of the she'uvim, then the mikveh would be kosher. But if you don't know that, and you need to be concerned that there was shlosha lugin of mayim she'uvim before you ever got the arboim sa'av mei geshamim in your mikveh, then the mikveh is possible. Excellent. We're moving on and making progress here, gentlemen. Looking forward to the zechus of continuing with you tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem.